The wife of a man who went missing during the 2012 Mount Marathon race is suing the Seward Chamber of Commerce. The wrongful death suit is asking for a judgment of $5 million. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
According to the complaint, Peggy LeMaitre alleges that the Seward Chamber of Commerce showed outrageous conduct, was negligent in its duty of care toward both the missing man, Michael LeMaitre, and herself. According to the suit, this breach of duty on the part of the defendant is a direct and proximate cause of Michael LeMaitre's death. The suit also alleges that Peggy LeMaitre suffered emotional distress in the manner of which she learned of her husband's disappearance. The Chamber of Commerce attorney, Laura Eakes, wants the suit dismissed. According to court documents, the chamber disputes Peggy LeMaitre's claim because the circumstances of Michael LeMaitre's presumed death have never been determined. The defendants also claim that there is no cause for the claim of negligence on the chamber's part and that Michael LeMaitre may have had a pre-existing physical condition prior to the race. Michael LeMaitre, aged 65 at the time, entered the men's Mount Marathon race in 2012. He was last seen approaching the summit of the mountain by race officials. His body was never found, despite intense efforts by local officials and Alaska State Troopers. The 3.5-mile race takes runners more than 3,000 feet up to the top of the mountain, then down again through rough terrain, rocky stream beds, and along dangerous drops. Since Michael LeMaitre's disappearance, race officials have altered some of the rules. Now, runners must meet time markers along segments of the race or be disqualified. An October court date has been set for the trial, but a trial venue is in dispute, with attorneys for the chamber opting for Seward and for the plaintiffs for Anchorage. I'm Ellen Lockyer.